the provisions that we make to take care of their needs, and the correctional services. We know correctional services is historically a med-oriented institution, and now since the dawn of democracy, a lot of legislation that gives rights to prisoners, especially to female prisoners, and the correctional service department has to make those provisions and adjustments. These centers are the centers we visited. And just to summarize some of the things that the commission has touched on, I want to identify four areas that our report, we produced two reports that I think the parliament were, these were presented, I think they've been filed to the parliament 2017 and 2018. These are the reports that speak to the findings of our study. We looked at the visa market in Tuesday, Portsmouth, Johannesburg, Evansville, Toyando, and Portsmouth. Even though the presentation covered only three of these centers, we felt that the issues are common. And all the issues, what we found is that some of the issues affecting one prison would be affecting another prison, maybe to a lesser or greater degree, but all the issues affect them. And I wanted to identify those issues. They are not in the slide, but the issue of overcrowding, that's one. Our two reports did find the issue of overcrowding, and all those six centers, only the Visa Makati in Free State was considered not overcrowded. All of them were overcrowded. We spoke to correctional officials, we spoke to inmates themselves, we spoke to officials, and we even visited these centers. We saw with our own eyes, and we found that all these five of these six centers were overcrowded. And this tallies with the information we got from the Judicial Inspectorate of Correctional Services. Their annual report in 2018 indicated that overcrowding is a common problem across South Africa, and that the Eastern Cape was the biggest province affected by overcrowding. Actually, about nearly 58% of correctional services in Free State were overcrowded, followed by Gauteng with about 48%, and then Western Cape 45%. And the Free State was considered the lowest in terms of overcrowding, about 7.8%. process of justice, the Department of Justice and the court cases taking too long to process remand prisoners, as well as inmates who cannot afford to pay bail. So the problem of overcrowding is compounded by the increasing number of prisoners who are on remand. So that also created problems of infectious diseases, poor infrastructure, dilapidated structures in some of these cells, lack of access or adequate provision of health care services to prisoners, and the right of some of the prisoners who were seen as problematic, psychological or mental illnesses, tended to be kept in in Devon Westfield, there was a lady who we found who was a lesbian, and correctional services officials went out of their way, tried to prevail upon her to either change her behavior or hide it and not display, not be openly lesbian. She was being told by correctional service officials to change her behavior or hide it, or don't show anyone that she's gay, she's lesbian. So many of these prison officials have no training, no knowledge of the rights of the prosecution in law and in other pieces of legislation. Yet the correctional service department do, as an institution, does have internal legislation, including relating to the rights of prisoners, especially females, and their rights to be treated with dignity and privacy, and so on and so on. Many officials on the ground don't know that. The leadership of the department might be aware of it, but if correctional service officials on the ground, I'm just saying that these are some of the issues. We looked at many programs at the department there to find out what is it that they have in place for prisoners. We found that many of them had programs, psychological projects regarding psychological needs of inmates, projects regarding social work, programs regarding parenting behind prisons, parenting skills for new mothers, and so on and so on. It's a lot of commendable programs by the Department of Correctional Services, but the implementation is weak because of lack of skills, shortage of staff, shortage of funding, and so on and so on. They have many programs on the ground which are commendable, but effective implementation of these programs is a problem. Specialists that they have in place, psychologists, clinical psychologists, psychiatric experts, and doctors, and many of them are on short-term contracts, available only one day a week, and once they are available, they have to meet huge numbers of inmates because of the work. Many of them are overworked, and they cannot cope. So prisoners stay a long time without being able to access expert medical assistance. That's also a violation of their right to access medical care. So we uncovered many of these problems, and I don't think the Department of Correctional Services has been able to develop an effective response to deal with this. I think the problem of overcrowding is becoming overwhelming. Just give you an overview of some of the issues we found, because if we were to go through the center, there's many details, too much information that would take too long. But in a nutshell, I think this is some of the things. We have a list of recommendations that we felt the department could deal in some of these, and we listened to some of their intervention strategies that they have ready to put in place. Some of them will address if they are implemented.
Thank you, Chair. I support what my other colleagues said upon your recommendation, but I would like to voice out that it's disappointing from the whole team that was here earlier, only one from Correctional Services remained. So it's quite disappointing. I would have liked more of them to stay to listen to the presentation on the agenda.